Good morning, Northwoods. Happy Mother's Day. We celebrate the moms in the house today. We love you guys. And on this Mother's Day, we are going to bless some children this morning. And so if you would, you can go ahead and grab a seat. And church, we do this because we follow Jesus' example in the Bible. It speaks of children being brought to Jesus and that Jesus would bless them. And so we're going to bless some children today. We got lovely and beautiful children and handsome children up here today that we're going to bless. And this is also us demonstrating and saying that we believe that the family is the most basic building block of a functional society. And so we stand with you today as the church. And so our Discoveryland team, they've picked out some Bibles for the children. This is a hands-on Bible that you can use, very practical, that you can read with your children. And this week, as I got the list of names that we're going to be blessed this morning, I spent some time praying over each of those names and just kind of asked the Lord to give me a scripture for each of these children. And so I'm going to pray that scripture over your child today. I think the first one we have is Callie. This is Callie right here. So here's your Bible. Can I pray for you, Callie? We'll let you stay here with Daddy. Okay. So with Callie, the scripture that I felt the Lord put on my heart came out of Matthew 26, verses 7 through 10. And it was the woman who broke the alabaster jar of perfume and put it on Jesus' head. And you remember they tried to stop her and said, shouldn't this have been sold and given to the poor, the money we get for it? And Jesus said, she's done a beautiful thing. And so, Callie, my prayer for you is that you would be one who gives everything to Jesus. You would give everything you have for Jesus. And I pray that you would be one who is known for the beautiful things that you do to and for Jesus. And we pray his blessing over you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let me grab your Bible over here. I think the next we have is Luke. Luke is 5 weeks old today. Here you go. Can I hold this little guy and trust me with your five-week-old? Okay, I've had a couple, so I think I'll be all right. But so this is Luke. And the scripture I got for Luke this week, I felt that I put in his Bible there was man of courage. And the scripture was out of Acts 4:13, and it, if you remember that the after Jesus had ascended, the disciples were being persecuted for speaking Jesus' name. And it says they saw that Peter and John were full of courage, and they took note that they had been with Jesus. And so, Luke, I'm praying for you that God would raise you up to be a man of courage, and that as you spend time with the Lord, as you spend time with Jesus, that there would be a courage and a boldness that rises up in you, and you're not afraid to stand for Jesus. I pray that over you. We pray your blessing, God's blessing on you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And then, Peyton, you want to come with me real quick? Here's your Bible, Peyton. And isn't Peyton beautiful? You like a little bow right here? You look beautiful, Peyton. How old are you, Peyton? You're three, right? You said? Three, there you go. Okay, good. And so the scripture I got that I felt the Lord put on my heart for Peyton came out of Esther 4:14. Remember when the Jews were about to be annihilated and Mordecai said to Esther that you've been raised to this royal position for such a time as this. And Peyton, I've just been praying that you would know that the Lord has a purpose and a plan for your life. And I'm praying that he would put you in positions of influence when you're older and that you would know that the Lord has put you there, not just for you, but he's put you there for such a time as this. And so we pray God's blessing over you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You want to take your Bible, Peyton? There you go. All right, we got Chloe. There we go. I have an instant connection with her. Redheads just have that connection. Can you hand her in? Can I hold you, Chloe? Is that okay? See, there it is. There's a connection. Hi, Chloe. the verse I got for Chloe, I kind of put in her Bible there. I put the words infectious inviter. And it comes out of the a parable that Jesus told about the wedding banquet. And there's a passage in there when he says, go to the street corners and invite anyone who will come. And I just got in my heart, and I've been praying for you, Chloe, that you would be one who proclaims Jesus' name from the street corners, and you invite people to come and to know Jesus. I pray he would give you that heart. I pray his blessing over you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. There you go, Chloe. And this is Crew, right? Can I hold you, Crew? He's a little bit unsure. Okay, all right. Okay, hang on. All right, so Crew, the passage I got for you was out of Ephesians 5, 19 through 20, which says, sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. And so I just put in there a heart full of songs. And so, Crew, I'm praying that the Lord would just put music in your heart, would put a song in your heart for the Lord. And Lord, if that means this little guy be raised up to be a worship leader, Lord, we ask for that, and we pray your blessing over him. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yeah. And then we got Leland right here. Brother Leland, can I hold you? Oh, I think it looks like you're reaching out to me. There we go. How's it going, buddy? You say you just turned one, right? Hi, Leland. Well, the scripture I got for Leland comes out of 2 Corinthians 9 and 11. And it basically says, Paul said that the Lord would make you rich in every way so that you could be generous on every occasion. And so I just kind of put generous heart there in your Bible. And so, Lord, I do pray that you would bless Leland greatly, but that it wouldn't just be for him, but I pray that you would give him a heart of generosity, Lord, a heart that wants to be generous towards your kingdom and all of those around him. And I pray your blessing over him. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There you go, buddy. Hey, Wyatt, how you doing, man? This is Wyatt. You want to come with me, man? I got a Bible up here for you. We got you a little bit different one. This is the Action Bible. This is like comic book. This is pretty cool. You got one of these? Okay, good. This is awesome. So Wyatt, you're 8, you said, right? Okay. So Wyatt, I wrote you a little note in there, and the verse I got for you was out of 2 Timothy 2:15, and I put a worker approved. And Paul basically said to Timothy that he prayed that you'd be a worker approved, and that you'd be one who knows the Word of God and studies the Word of God. And so I'm just praying that, Wyatt, that the words of this book would go deep down into your heart, and that you would be a worker approved, one who loves the Word of God and one who studies the Word of God and uses it rightly. And so we pray your his blessing over you today, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. This is Loy today, right? Okay, this is one of seven right here. So can I see you, Loy? Can I see you, buddy? Is that okay? There we go. Hey, bud. Yeah, that's called a microphone. There you go. Maybe I should put you over here. But no, the scripture I had for Loy was Ephesians 1:4, and I just put holy and blameless in his Bible. Ephesians 1:4 talks about the Lord choosing us before and choosing us to be holy and blameless in his sight. And so, Loy, I'm just praying for you that just as the Lord is holy, that you would be holy and blameless as well. I pray that you'd come to know Jesus at an early age, and we pray his blessing over you today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There you go, buddy. All right, and then next, we got a brother and a sister. Let's start with Joan. That's how we say it, right? Can I hold you, Joan? Is that okay? No? Okay, that's okay. We'll stand right here with her. So the scripture I got for Joan was out of Ephesians 1:17, which talks about Paul was praying that the Lord would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation that you would know God better. And so I just put knower of God there. And so Joan, I pray that you would also come to know Jesus at a very early age. And I pray that as you do, that you would come to know him and you would grow to know him even more. as you walk with him every day. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you, Joan. All right, and then we got Evan. Evan, will you come out here with me, man? Can you stand out here? That's okay. All right, there we go. How you doing, buddy? Here, I got this for you. This is for you right here, okay? And Evan, you know, the verse that came to mind for me as I was praying for you is out of Psalm 144, which says, David was speaking, he said, he trains my hands for battle, trains my hands for war and makes and my fingers for battle. And I know as parents, we sometimes pray that we just pray a lot of protection. We don't want our children to get hurt. But I was praying for you, Evan. I want to pray this for you as well, Evan. I pray that, yes, the Lord would protect you, but I pray that he would make you dangerous for his purposes and for the kingdom, and that you would be a spiritual warrior for the Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Love you, buddy. Oh, yeah. Okay. There you go. Then I got that one right. All right. All right. Next, we got Gabriel. This little guy gave me a big old smile this morning. Hey, buddy, can I get another one? This is Gabriel, and the scripture I got for him this week that I felt like, there you go, there's that big smile that the Lord put on my heart. I really thought of Gabriel, the angel, and when he came to John the Baptist's father and said, I stand in the presence of God. He said this in Luke, and I've come to give you a message of good news. And Gabriel, I just pray for you that you would be a messenger of God, that he would raise you up to share his message of good news wherever you go. And Lord, I just pray your blessing over him. We bless you now in the name of Jesus. Amen. There you go, buddy. Yeah, absolutely. And then we got Chase here. How you doing, Chase? Did you say Chase was 8 months old? Can
yes,
I hold you, buddy?
Today.
I've always had a real good connection with redheads. Me and you got that. Yeah. So again, the verse I got for Chase was Matthew 6:33, which says, seek first the kingdom of God. I've heard that verse. And all these things will be added unto you. And so, Chase, I pray that you would be one, and I've been praying, that you'd be one who seeks after the kingdom of God, and not after the things of this world, but you would always seek first the kingdom. And Lord, we pray your blessing over him. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Here's your parents, buddy. And then we got Syrah. How you doing, Syrah? Can I hold you, Syrah? You are beautiful. Okay, this is Syrah. And I love the verse that I was praying for you this week that I felt like the Lord put on my heart. Is out of Proverbs 31, I think it's verse 25. And I just put in that Bible there, holy confidence. There's a verse in Proverbs 31 that talks about it's talking about the wife of noble character, but it says that she laughs in the face of the days to come. And it's that whole idea that I can have peace and I can have confidence because I know who holds the future. And so, Syrah, I just pray that the Lord would just fill you with that holy confidence and that you would always be one who knows you can trust the Lord. And you can trust him because he holds your future. And so, Lord, I pray your blessing over her. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yep. And now, church, I want to ask you to stand. And I want to do something together. We're going to sing over these children and these families this morning. There was a song that came out a couple years ago. We've sang it here. You've probably heard it. It's called The Blessing. And it basically just takes the priestly blessing from the Bible. Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Lord turn his face towards you. Be gracious to you. And it made a song out of it. And when my wife and I first heard the song, we started singing it to our children as they go to bed at night. And so I thought it would be cool if all of us this morning, we're going to have the words on the screen and Josh is going to lead us. If we would sing that song over these children and these families today. So if you guys would just scoot over just a little bit here so Josh can come on up here. Yep, there you go. So Josh, if you want to just lead us. And church, I want to ask you, just go ahead and stretch your hands forth. And again, just make this our prayer as we're singing today.
Lord, bless you
Sing that again.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and
amen, church. Amen. Thank you for singing with us. Families, you can go ahead. Melody will take you off the stage here. And again, families, just know we'll be praying for you parents as well. Praying the Lord to give you strength, give you comfort, and man, he just fill you with his peace. And so, church, let's continue to worship. You continue to stand, and we're going to continue to sing.